And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Power Hour here with DJ Sam I Am and Nooch at radio.dominican.edu. Very interesting song there. I wasn't really knowing what was going on there. It's the I apologize. It's the
from Weezy right there.
Yeah, so some Lil Wayne. So
Young Money.
Again, good evening. Just want to give you a little soccer update. Now, today was a very interesting day because
it was.
It was
a very interesting day.
It was our first day of no practice. And it was weird not like not preparing for the day, like what should I eat before practice? How do I stay hydrated? Like nothing went that never went through my mind. Again, our season ended yesterday. We played Notre Dame Dana Muir at home yesterday and unfortunately lost 3-0. We did play better though.
We did. We played good. We had our opportunities. We just never couldn't finish, you know, and we can't finish, can't win games.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And as long as Coach Delano is happy, though, he seemed pretty happy with our performance.
Yeah, he did. I was happy.
And it was definitely better than when we played him first time. And if you remember when we played him first time, what was
better. It? It's 5-0.
5-0. And they just, oh.
It's 100 times better than the first time we
played. So that's a good positive to end the year on. I'm excited about our future next year. And unfortunately, Brian is done with soccer. I know. I cried last night for him. We all did. Unfortunately, he's done.
It's a sad day.
But I'm sure you'll play some pickup games here and there. No. You'll stay.
Mexican calling my name already,
exactly.
Man. I've gotten like 6 calls from all sorts of coaches, dude.
Yeah,
I bet. In the Mexican League right now. So.
What's the Mexican League called? The Primera División or whatever
something
it's called?
Like that, yeah. Something like that,
all right, well, a little recap on what we're going to get into today on the Power Hour. We're going to get into the Niners game, of course.
Church.
Them beating the Washington Redskins yesterday. Frank Gore, fifth straight 100-yard game.
Yeah, so wait, are they 7-1, is that? Is that real?
Yeah, 7-1.
Is that real?
Honestly, every time I see that, I have to like double check a couple times, just going like, wait, is that 7-1?
What? 7-1?
When was the last time
about to clinch the division next week?
Honestly, isn't it 2 more games and they could clinch, can't they?
I think so, yeah.
We'll get more into that. And then after that, we will get into a little interesting fact that you guys might not have known about Matt Forte. Okay. No, it's not that. It's Matt Forte. And I'll let you know a little bit about what I'm going to talk about there later in the show. And then I'm going to get into the Steelers losing. Love seeing the Steelers lose. That always makes me happy.
Yes, sir.
And then at the end of the show, we will get into the Penn State drama that is happening.
It's all over you. I woke up to ESPN this morning.
Uh-huh.
Like, really, I'm trying to see highlights from yesterday.
Yeah, some football highlights.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later. So we'll take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll get into the 49ers game recap. This is the Power Hour once again. DJ Sam, I am, and Nooch.
Scar.
Radio.dominican.edu. Yesterday, yeah.
I wait with you at the airline until it's time for you to fly. You have your hands in your pockets now, 'cause you don't know how to say goodbye. 'Cause baby, when we hit top speed, 25 years fly by like a time machine. It's gonna be a lonely anniversary above the earth. You've got the best view of the stars. Meanwhile on Earth, I watch a movie screen, but in between, I look at the sky. 'Cause baby, when we hit top speed, 25 years fly by like a time machine. It's gonna be a lonely anniversary. Late at night, it cools down. I lie back and look around. The earth tilts, the birds call.
And welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam, I am a Nooch, and we are proud to tell you that now the San Francisco 49ers are 7-1 atop the NFC West. Yeah.
And having all the Niner fans in the world pretty stoked. Finally, I remember we were talking about this last night, Sammy. Niners, you know, we've both been, you know, respectable, good, faithful, proud Niner fans.
From day one,
right?
It wasn't even me. I was just born into it. Exactly. My family.
Yeah, me too.
Like, my grandpa had season tickets for so long for the Niners. My parents would always watch the Niners on Sunday. Like, that was the big thing to do. And I was with them through thick, through thin.
Yep.
Is that the right? Thick and thin? Through.
I don't think that's correct. No, but I like it. It works.
All right. Well, as long
gets
as
the
it
point
works.
Across.
As
gets
long
the
as
point
it works.
Across.
As long as it works.
But yeah, dude, we've been there from day one, you know, and it's finally good to get in an argument with someone. You know, someone starts talking smack about the Niners, you'd be like, yeah, what's up, dude?
Yeah, 7-1.
You know, before we'd be like, yeah, you know, what's up, Niners? And they're like, oh yeah, you're a Niner fan. I'm like, oh wait, yeah, that's right. I haven't had a one-year record in like 8 years.
Exactly.
And now we're 7-1, so what? Suck it on Niner haters.
So if you missed the game, the Washington Redskins won 19-11. Shouldn't have really been 19-11. Should have been 19-3, but we'll get into that later.
Besides the point.
The big story of the game, besides, of course, the Niners being 7-1,
yeah.
I could say that all night, is that Frank Gore broke a franchise record with his fifth straight 100-yard game.
Beast-like, man. Frankie G's a man.
That's pretty impressive, I think. This is really one
it's
of the main reasons.
Impressive, man. Are you kidding me?
He's doing it
with like eight dudes in the box.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly, because, you know, defenses aren't looking at Alex Smith and going, oh, we got to prepare for Alex Smith before the week because he's their quarterback. No,
exactly.
They're looking at... Who is dangerous on the Niners? Frank Gore. So, you know, every defense, every team is going to plan for him. And he's still breaking off runs, getting 100 yards per game. Love it.
Beast mode.
And then another beast is Patrick Willis. Forcing two two fumbles that game. Oh, those were ridiculous tackles. Frank Gore keeps the Niners on the field too.
He does.
They control the game.
He just grinds out first downs.
Exactly.
Grind out those first downs.
They control the game, have the defense rest a little bit, and then as soon as the defense rests, Patrick Willis is all rested up, and he's just gonna fly around hitting people.
P. Willie Jr. Navarro Bowman. Coming up.
I love our linebacking core our defense. They are so awesome.
I feel like you know, when Ray Lewis was in his heyday, you know. Mm-hmm. And Ray Lewis is still a really, really good player. But I used to look at, you know, Ray Lewis, Lance Briggs, Bart Scott. You know, yeah. That linebacker crew of the Ravens was freaking BA, man. Uh-huh. That was badass. And now I feel like the Niners got that going. You know, yeah, we got that going
definitely,
in SF.
Definitely. And like that Ravens team, we have that center, that middle linebacker who's the anchor, who's the leader, who's always going to get you pumped up for games, Patrick Willis and Ray Lewis. I feel like
arguably the best. Patrick Willis could be the best defensive player in the NFL right now.
Easily can be. And right now on the best rush defense in the league.
This is true.
The Niners. So that's an impressive stat. Gore had 107 yards on only 19 rushes too. So, you know, he got efficient yards. He didn't have a 30-yard or 30-rush game. They split up the
19,
time.
19 isn't that much.
No, that's not a lot at all, which means we had a balanced attack. We ran and passed equally, which kept Washington off balance.
When Kendall Hunter got in there, he did his thing, too.
Exactly. And Kendall Hunter has been improving every week in spelling Frank Gore. And that's a key, too, because it's Frank Gore can't do it all alone. At some point, we need someone behind Frank Gore to give him a break,
man,
you know?
He's been doing this for years.
I'm just scared.
His body's going to be breaking down.
Knock on wood.
Man. Yeah.
Knock on wood so he doesn't get injured, but sure. I just hope he doesn't get injured.
Let's not even talk about that. Moving on.
Oof. Okay, moving on. Alex, the scores during the game were Alex Smith found rookie fullback Bruce Miller. He was the 7th-round draft pick. And that was his first career touchdown.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was his first touch, right?
So that's cool. And David Akers kicked 4 field goals. I have David Akers on my on my fantasy team, dude, and he's just been getting me points.
Mr. Reliable, man. David Akers.
I love that guy.
He's doing the same thing with Philly for, like, what, 12, 15 years or something?
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, him and Brian Urlacher, I feel, have been in the NFL since I've been born. Yeah, I mean,
probably true.
These guys have been in the league so long. Like I'm playing Madden in 1998, and these guys are like still in their 5th year, and it's like, jeez, these guys are still here. It's crazy.
Seasoned veterans in that game.
Yeah. So San Francisco's stingy defense forced 3 turnovers and didn't allow a touchdown until the very final minutes. And like I said before, they really shouldn't have given up that last minute touchdown. What it really was just the Niners, they were playing a prevent defense and they were just letting John Beck.
I know.
Who's 0-7 as an NFL starter.
Pick him apart.
And like, I mean,
that's what the prevent does. You know, usually if it's a close game, it's going to prevent you from winning.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the defensive effort for the Niners, they only gave up 187 yards through the first 3 quarters.
That's impressive.
So, I mean, they dominated.
That is impressive.
They dominated that, Washington offense. It was just them saying, hey, let's give John Beck a little confidence going into next week, maybe. I mean, we had the game won.
I mean,
I was not tripping at all.
No, I wasn't tripping either, but we got to – I mean, obviously, I got no problems. We won, you know, but you got to close games out. As Dominican soccer players, we know.
Exactly. You got to close
games out.
Like I said, you know? This doesn't just happen in the NFL. Like, I've been on plenty of soccer teams where we go ahead – of the game, we're winning late in the second half, and all of a sudden we just start falling back into a defense, pinning ourselves in our own half, like just playing kickball basically instead of spreading the ball out, doing the same thing that got you to where you are.
Exactly.
That's the key point. And
It's a great point.
Thanks, man. I know, I try.
It's phenomenal.
Phenomenal
radio going on.
Just this back and forth, and the charisma between the two. Charisma. I love it. The charisma. All right.
Great word.
So this is the 49ers' longest winning streak since 1997. And they're 4-0 on the road for the first time since 1992.
Do you know what happened last time Niners were 7-1? Pretty sure they won the Super Bowl. Went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oof.
Pretty sure.
All right. Let's do a little prediction. NFC Championship and the AFC Championship leading to the Super Bowl. I'll go first.
All right.
I got Niners, Packers, NFC Championship.
I'd since you're on that topic, I would agree.
Okay.
Niners, Pack.
And then I got on the AFC side, I got a little, I see the Ravens getting there, and I got, I'll take the Pats, unfortunately. I don't want them there, but just as soon as they get in the playoffs, they're just so good.
I know.
Like, even the past 2 weeks though, they've been struggling.
Yeah, no, they have.
And I think it's just because they don't have a deep threat. They just have Wes Welker and these, and Chad Ochocinco is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
But anytime you have Tom Brady behind center and you're in clutch moments in the playoff, he is a playoff performer and he will have you'll have a great opportunity of winning with him as your quarterback.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I'm gonna have to go with just to disagree with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go with the Steelers.
Ugh, I think the Steelers
play the Ravens one more time.
Okay.
The Steelers are gonna get it done. And I'm gonna take those San Diego Chargers.
Ooh, okay, San Diego.
San Diego Chargers, man.
Very interesting.
Phillip is starting to play well. Things are starting to click for them. They've been close the past couple of years. I think they're going to get over the hump this year.
I like that. I like that choice. I like the Chargers. My mom and my grandma is probably listening. Oh, not right now, but
shout out.
Who will be? Shout out. Shout out to Grams, San Diego Charger fan.
Charger fan.
Keep it real. Hey, what about a Chargers-Niners matchup?
Woo.
That would be gnarly.
Sorry, Grams.
Sorry, Grams. So the interesting thing about their Washington trip is they arrived on Friday, which is a little earlier. I think they normally arrive on Saturday.
That's Harbaugh's thing, man. He wants to, like, you know, get accustomed to the area.
And guess what they did? They spent the extra day watching the changing of the guard at the Arlington National Cemetery.
Have you seen the changing of the guard?
I actually have.
I have as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow.
Very, I was not expecting that at all. That's,
I actually have.
Very interesting. That's cool. Yeah, eighth grade, we went on a field trip to Washington, D.C., saw everything, and we got to see the changing of the guard.
Nice.
It was really fun, actually.
Yeah, no, I thought it was kind of inspirational, you know?
No, very inspirational.
Kind of inspirational.
Except the loud noises were were really scary to me. So the players said the outing was another example of team bonding for a franchise trying to end an 8-year stretch without a playoff beer. Playoff beer. Yeah.
I love playoff beer.
Yeah, playoff beer is good.
best kind of beer.
So this is another example of just how Jim Harbaugh is the absolute man. You know? I mean, Mike Singletary isn't going to do this.
No.
Nolan Smith isn't going to do this. This is Jim Harbaugh's thing, and it's working, and I love it. I see.
It's Mike Nolan, by the way.
Oh, Mike. Who's Nolan Smith?
Owen Nolan.
Yeah, earlier today I was thinking about it, and I said Owen Nolan. I was like, Owen Nolan. Wait, that's Kim Bryant. That's who's hockey. That? Wait, that was hockey, man.
Sharks.
Speaking of sharks are playing.
Sharks are playing good hockey right now.
I love sharks. All right. And I love how Jim Harbaugh's just super young, and he's super charismatic.
He is.
And he just can relate.
He's arrogant as hell, and I love it.
And he can relate to the players, which is perfect.
Yeah, no.
And that's what they needed.
He played in the NFL. He was you know, effective and a good player in the NFL.
And he, I mean,
so was Mike Singletary.
I feel
Mike Singletary is probably, you know, one of the greatest center or middle linebackers ever.
But
Harbaugh's a quarterback.
Exactly.
You know the game like the back of your hand. You're a quarterback. You know, and offensively, I think when you're a head coach. I mean, obviously, defensive coaches, you got your offense coordinator does his thing. But when you're the head coach and you run the offense and that, I mean, I know he doesn't run the offense, but let's be honest, he's got the final say.
Mm-hmm.
You
definitely.
Know? And he knows what's going on. When the offensive coordinator's calling plays, when Singletary's there, Singletary doesn't know what's going on. You know, he doesn't know he's like, yeah, sure, why not? I don't know anything about offense, you know?
No, that's so true. So true. So back to that chemistry.
Always going
no,
off topic.
No, that was good. No, I like that. That was
always
a little good input. Just trying to always trying to get back onto the subject.
Yeah.
That's all. So it was chemistry that was especially felt by an ex-Redskins player, Carlos Rogers, who's now on the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, sir.
And he watched several fast starts flame out during his 6 seasons in Washington, and he just said that it's a different team. And it's a different organization. It just has a different feel, he said.
Yep.
And it's so true. Even from just a spectator standpoint, you see them coming out on the field, and you just have so much confidence that they're just gonna tear up.
Yeah,
I agree. I love the confidence that they have and
swagger.
And there it is, Jim Harbaugh swagger right there.
Swag,
that's
baby.
Why.
I actually got a funny thing about Harbaugh.
Okay.
So I was talking to a family friend of mine, and she's my friend's mom, and she's a Niner fan, you know, She's also a diehard Cal fan.
Okay.
But she is not a fan, but she hates Harbaugh. And I always say, I'm like, Janie, you just hate Harbaugh because he's from Stanford. She's like, no, I hate Harbaugh because he's a prick. You know, Harbaugh, he's just a prick. You know, he's just not a nice guy. She's telling me all these stories about Harbaugh or whatever. And, you know, that could be true. But, you know, he's a damn good football coach. I don't even really care, you know.
Exactly.
And I guess after the handshake. Mm-hmm. That they had
the Jim Schwartz,
Jim Schwartz
saga.
Handshake.
Yeah,
I guess they're interviewing John Harbaugh, his brother, Jim's, you know, mm-hmm. the head
the
coach of the Ravens. Yeah, and he was saying that when they were kids, you know, when their dad was a football coach, so they were moving a lot. You know, they used to move like all the time, and he said it was like the perfect. Their dad had the perfect job for Jim because Jim, every place they'd move, you know, he'd run away all his friends within a year or two. And have, so it'd be perfect. So they'd move and you get new friends and
exactly.
You run them away.
Perfect.
So one time Jim came home, he goes, Dad, I think we gotta move. I think I just ran away my last friend.
That's funny. I didn't know that. That's weird. No, that's really funny. And it's the fourth straight loss by the Washington Redskins. And
fourth straight?
Ooh. Yeah. And they had a really, really good beginning of the year, too. I thought
they
were.
Really?
Yeah, they were up on top of the NFC West at the beginning, in the first quarter of the year.
Do you know what their record is or no?
Right now, I think they're 4-4.
4-4.
Something like that. Some not good.
Not that good.
Not good. I think it's the Giants are 6-2.
Giants are playing good football. Eli Manning's playing phenomenal football.
And Eli Manning isn't Peyton's little brother anymore, and it's official.
No. Yeah.
And after the game against the Pats, Eli was talking some smack. Did you hear what he said?
No, I didn't.
He was like, "Yeah, I definitely should be considered at the top of the NFL quarterback
like an
list.
Elite
like,
quarterback.
Yeah, an elite quarterback with the Peyton Mannings and with the Tom Brady's. The probably not Ben Roethlisberger because I don't like him. But with the Ravest. So Shanahan, the new coach for the Washington Redskins, definitely not.
He can't be happy right now.
Yeah, he can't be happy. I mean,
his offense, I mean, really put up. Well, they put up 11 points, but it really was a three
really,
spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And the three spot was like a 59-yard field goal.
And a perfect indication of the Redskins' struggles. Their leading receiver was their running back, their rookie running back, who had his first start today.
Yep.
And
played well though. I mean, they got him the ball, and he did some things. He looked pretty good.
He caught 14 passes for 105 yards. That's
not
some good
bad.
Production.
Not bad.
But the San Francisco defense, which is top in the league at the entering or against the run, only gave up 52 yards on the ground. You can't run on our front seven.
I saw something on ESPN that they said that the Niners haven't given up a 100-yard rusher in 30 games.
Nope. That's that right here. Yep, 100 yards in 30 consecutive games.
That's incredible.
Ridiculous.
That's incredible. That's like dating back to 2009. Haven't allowed 100-yard rusher since 2009.
That's fun. That's fun because
fun fact.
The Niners are never having fun facts. They always have those facts where it's like,
never.
Oh my God, like look at our offensive numbers. You're like
I know.
Bottom the like 30, 32, 31st rank. Like, ugh. It's finally good to see some good stats. It's stats that we could brag about.
Yeah,
like
that's
you said.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man. We can finally talk some smack now.
Talks so much smack. Love the Niners. Turnovers led to 10 of the 49ers points. Deshaun Goldson's interception near midfield set up 52-yard field goal. Yeah. Deshaun Goldson's a ball. I love Deshaun Goldson.
He's coming back next year.
Love the dreads. And then he's actually made all four of his attempts from 50 plus yards this season. So he's automatic from 50
automatic,
plus.
Yeah. Akers is automatic from anywhere.
That's true. And he's just like, he's a century old too. I don't know how he's doing it.
It's awesome.
Then, so after another field goal by Akers.
Kickers have Tiger's blood.
Yeah. who's that? Tiger's blood.
Sheen.
Yeah. He Lou. Caught a pass and was stripped by linebacker Patrick Willis, of course.
P. Willie.
And then Dante Winter recovered that. And then that's when Smith hit the rookie Miller for a 30-yard score on the next play to give the Niners a 13-0 lead late in the first half. And by then, it was over.
It was over.
Really. It was definitely over.
If we would have punched in touchdowns instead of field goals yesterday, that game could have been like 35-0.
And the only frustrating thing for me is, even if they did count those, or even if they did do all those touchdowns instead of field goals, the Niners still probably wouldn't have got any credit of what they're doing right now.
Oh, not at all.
No one talks about the Niners on ESPN or SportsCenter.
I don't even care. Let us fly under the radar
Let's
right now.
Let's do it.
Know?
And
they'll be talking about us when we start winning the playoffs.
Exactly.
You know?
As soon as we win that first divisional playoff game, oof, I cannot wait.
Dude.
Oof, two more games and we clinch. And then I...
Let's keep it rolling. This is one game at a time.
Dude.
One game at a time.
Yeah, that's true. Who do we play? Who do we play next week?
New York Giants.
Oof.
Good test.
This will be a
good test.
Are we at New York?
No, at home.
Yes. Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. All right. That'll be
a really good
game.
It's going to be a good test. It will.
That'll definitely be a really good game.
All the people saying, oh, Niners haven't played anyone. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Niners have played.
But you can't say anything. Like, you know, you say, oh, well, the Eagles are a really good team, but the record doesn't show it, you know, or whatever. And the Lions, Lions are good, you know.
Exactly.
But you can't say anything. I mean, you can't say anything.
If we beat the Giants, everyone needs to shut up.
Like, for sure. Everyone should be shut up right now. But if, you know, if you're still talking out there and we beat the Giants, you can't say anything.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll take a little break now. When we get back, we'll talk about the Matt Forte business and what I think about Matt Forte, and then also get into the Ravens-Steelers game. So don't go anywhere. This is the Power Hour with DJ Sam I Am and Nooch, of course, with at radio.dominican.edu.
Need someone to carry the show.
Breaking news at the bottom of the hour. A fairly strong earthquake, approximately magnitude of 6.9, has hit off the shores of Japan's southern Okinawa Island. Officials said the quake Tuesday about 135 miles away from the island was not expected to cause a tsunami. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Northeastern Japan was devastated by a massive earthquake and tsunami on March 11th that nearly 20,000 people were dead or missing. Japan, which lies along the Pacific Ring of Fire, is one of the world's most seismically active countries.
Oh, You get bored, it is told. It is silly, it is old. But Jesus will never let me down. Under the old Christmas tree, died in 1943. But Jesus will never let me down. And when they beat on the old Jew, we were spitting from the pew. Now we'll never walk down Blank Street anymore. They used to call it suicide. Now it's just a
to sum up. So all y'all rappers on the come up, put your gun up, cause we gon' bring along the city. Classify your act, you either rap or you sing along with 50. Before, this gift I abandoned. Now I crash plan spits worse than the Twin Towers hitting the land strip. So we can strap a clip, but we wear antagonists. Cause other clicks tried attacking this and ain't been rapping since. We gon' murder the game quick. So fuck y'all who listen to T-Pain and Hurricane Chris. Hey babe, I ain't gon' buy you a drink, but I promise dick. You a bust down bitch, it's anonymous. Two of the livest, who could deny this? Ain't wanna be cocky, all I'm trying to imply is we some of the illest to rock the flow. Shit, my freestyle at your record release party is stopping your show.
Hey, hey, and how that be go? Hey, hey, to all my people, with them life as legal or illegal. Could you ask for anonymous getting paper like your pockets of people with passports? And wait till we fast forward. Ask Forbes, the way we cop cars, man, address us as a task force. And you can get it if you ask for what's the cash for? Back ends like airbags and dashboards. War of words, smash yours with brass swords. Wanna test the best? Then ask me or ask Jordan. You left the game, maybe I'd be LeBron. Got a flash grenade, but lately it's been a bomb. Wrapped up inside my tongue, and every lyric that's sung, it's like a eulogy speech. I swear these cats is done. Handle the game, grip with opposable thumbs. They opposing a posse, them pussies, they better run. Picture perfect profit, black fist of the young. Quit dancing to that whack shit, fool, you look dumb. Hey,
hey, hey, and how that be go?
You made a black double bag with a rubber band stack. From a $5 crook to a 100 grand Mac. Come on, baby, need my pockets fat like chicks on my space with only pics of their.
And you are back here on the Power Hour at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam. I am in Nooch.
Yo, yo.
So, little Monday night recap for you. Or not recap, just a little update. It's a red zone update on NFL.com right now that I'm looking at in the studio. The Chicago Bears are up on the Philadelphia Eagles 27-24 late in the fourth quarter. They are in the red zone right now. And oof, they just scored.
Nice kicked field goal.
Oh, just kicked a field goal, 30-24. So now the Philadelphia Eagles will get the ball back with 3:58 left in the fourth and only one timeout. So, your prediction, Nooch. I say Mike Vick just...
I say Vick's taking him down to the fucking prom...
Taking him down to the promised land. And I think Mike Vick will definitely drive him down. The Eagles' offense is way too good. That's... So, anyway, when I saw this matchup of the Eagles and the Bears, I was talking to my neighbor about who he should put in. He had Matt Forte, LeSean McCoy, and Jeremy Maclin, and he had two spots to put those three people in.
That's a good controversy to have.
Exactly. So I said, put Matt Forte in, and put LeSean McCoy in, and I think that's what he did. And so that got me thinking, how good of a year is Matt Forte having? Well,
yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, in like really, Matt Forte leads the NFL in yards from scrimmage, so. Tonight has 22 carries for 125 yards, but he's near the bottom in salary. In fact, he makes about a quarter of what his backup Marion Barber makes, and Barber only has a total of 25 touches this season.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How amazing is that? And Forte had 20.
Barber is getting paid more than Forte.
And Barber has a total of 25 touches. Forte had 27 last game. 27 touches.
I know.
He's clearly the best player on the Bears, and he's clearly the Bears' offense. There was a stat during the game. I think
Barber's got the touch tonight, though.
Yeah, he does. What was I going to say? Forte actually had... I totally lost train of thought. God. Hey, Brian, screw you, man.
What's up?
Making me lose chain of thought.
My bad. I'm sorry.
His teammate, Brian Urlacher, claims he's the best player in the NFL.
Could be.
Very easily could be. And he's just so under the radar.
Yeah.
And that it's because of his salary. And This is the sad thing. The Bears have made it just as pretty clear that they're not gonna give him a contract with the other NFL top backs. And you wonder why they don't have to. They've got the hammer and Forte knows it. What do you mean? So Forte, basically what I'm trying to say is the Chicago Bears. All they're gonna do is just slap him with a franchise tag, and the next couple of years, and hopefully they could squeeze another great season out of him, and then hit him with another franchise tag the following year.
But you can't do that. I thought like a player has to like agree to the franchise. No,
I don't think so. I think you're as a player, you're property of that NFL organization. So you're under contract. They can pretty much do a lot of things that they don't want to do. And
It's messed up. It is
pretty messed up because, I mean, he's such a good player, and he didn't try to hold out like a Chris Johnson trying to get his money. He's been a really good sport about it. All he's been doing is just keeping his mouth shut and doing business on the turf.
I know. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and the team they're just gonna grind him. They're gonna run him to the ground, and then. When he's in his late 20s, they're just going to throw him out into free agency, and he's just going to be
another washed up good running back. Because running backs, their span of their like top years is only like 3, 4, 5 like tops. You know,
and
you look at running backs, and it's very rare for running back to go over that and still be. As good as he was in his heyday.
They just get hit all the time. They're just always getting hit.
They get worn down like more than any other player on the field.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the starting running back will get 20 to 30 carries a game. Yeah. So that's a lot of carries. That's a lot of carries grinded into the
you're getting hit by big linemen, exactly. Linebackers.
They're
just
falling on top of you.
Yeah.
And really, it's the wrong message the Bears right now. They're sending the wrong message to the locker room and to the fans by doing this, because Matt Forte has to be a fan favorite there because he is their offense. Oh, this is what I was going to say earlier. Now I remembered it. Matt Forte, there was a stat on TV. It said Matt Forte was like 49% of the offense for the Chicago Bears.
I heard that tonight when it was
46, something like that.
It was something like that. But he has the most biggest part of the offense for his team than any other team.
Exactly.
Whatever it is,
like,
you know,
like he's just crazy.
He carries,
good. Yeah,
he literally carries. Like all, it's like the offensive production or whatever.
Yeah,
he has almost 50% of the
almost
offense
half
production.
The offense. Yeah. Like how? Ugh,
and then
that's
so
cool.
You're gonna pay him, you know,
a quarter of Marion Barber. Yeah, that's
a quarter. That's ridiculous.
I really don't understand what the Bears are doing.
That's not right, man.
And like if I'm a Chicago Bear fan, I'm seeing this. I'm like, pay the man the money. He deserves it. I would be furious, and it's really only a matter of time before Matt Forte gets fed up with it and just holds out.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's just a matter of time before he gets fed up and says, exactly. You know what? Why am I gonna work my butt off for you guys if you're not gonna you're not gonna show the love back?
But he could still be happy because they did make it to the NFC Championship the past couple years, didn't they? So and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I mean they have been winning, and that could keep him happy. Yeah. But you gotta pay the man. He's earned it. So we'll switch up games here. we'll switch up the games. Now, what makes me happy and why this was such a great football weekend? Not only did the Niners win, but the Steelers lost. The Steelers lost. The Ravens beat them.
Bummer, dude.
For the second time, 23-20. Bummer.
Bummer, bro.
This is really one of the best games of the year when these two teams face off against each other.
Always is.
It's so much fun to watch. Just big hits. There's always fines during the game. Always fines. Little update on the Monday night game. If you guys aren't watching, there's a 2-minute warning right now, and Philadelphia is driving. They're driving all the way down. They started their drive.
They got 4th and 10 right now, though. They did start on the
what was that, five yard line?
They started on the five. How did that happen?
I don't know, but they're at a 4th and 10 right now.
Oh, they're at a 4th and 10.
Just at the 2 minute warning. Oof. We'll give you the update once it.
Interesting.
Once
so
it happens.
Honestly, I'm not really shocked that the Ravens went to Heinz Field and took that W. I'm not surprised at all. The Ravens are an elite AFC team.
I'm kind of surprised.
Really?
A little bit. Well, I mean, come on, dude. The Steelers are playing such good football. Ben Roethlisberger is arguably playing the best football of his career coming to that game.
That's true. I'm just seeing anytime I have a defense like the Ravens, I'm always going to be in games.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. You know,
all I'm saying is,
you know, exactly. It's kind of, you know, going into Heinz Field like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially after the Ravens, you know, dealt it to them pretty good the first time they mm-hmm. played this year. So
I was more surprised at what Joe Flacco did. That's what I was more surprised, because Joe Flacco had some crappy games the past couple games.
I mean, kind of, but he's also thrown for over 300 yards in his past like 4 games.
He has, really?
Yeah, it's been like with a couple picks or something.
Yeah,
you know,
with a couple picks, but
still, he's been throwing for the yards. You just, you know.
And I mean, the way he went 92 yards in 2 minutes.
I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And he went 92 yards in 2 minutes, and at the very end of the game against
Torrey Smith.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense at the Pittsburgh's house. I mean,
big time.
That's the drive of the year in the NFL for me.
Oh, that's got to be one of the biggest games ever won.
Yeah, by far. I mean, that is a career stepping stone right there for him.
He has won there before, but not with so much pressure put on him. You know, in the past it's been, hey, let's get Ray Rice. This is Ray Rice to the promised land. You know,
yeah,
now Flacco's
exactly.
starting to step up and make plays.
And actually now Flacco has some weapons too. They got Bolden, and Torrey Smith is coming to his own
this
year.
Yeah, he is. He's playing well.
And, you know, even as Flacco was going down the field, it was just, you're watching the game, and I was just like, all right, it's only a matter of time before. Here comes James Harrison. Here comes Troy Polamalu. Like, here comes Lamar Woodley. Like, something's going to happen Joe Flacco's going to screw up, and it's going to... The game's gonna be over. What happened?
I think they turned it
over.
Wait.
Turnover on downs?
Did they? I think so.
We'll keep you updated on that. Back to that. Even as, you know, like the Steelers just couldn't get off the field when they had to, and for a minute, just Flacco's wideouts couldn't make plays when they had to either during that game. I mean, Torrey Smith. Missing the potential game-winning touchdown when he got behind Ike Taylor. Did you see that?
Man, that could have changed his career if he didn't come back and make that second catch, you know, make the catch next time. Ooh, that would have haunted him for days, man.
Seriously. And then the fans must have just
just riding
ripped poor Torrey Smith. And then I mean, the league's one of the most dependable and toughest wide, Anquan Boldin, dropped a pass. On 2nd and 10.
Yeah.
And then...
Can't be doing that.
But finally, Flacco finds Smith in the back of the end zone. That was a great catch, too, by Torrey Smith to redeem himself.
No,
that's
a great catch.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
And even the first ball that they threw to him, it would have been a nice catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it was, you know, it wasn't like it was easy. You know, it would have been a nice catch, but still.
It was cool. And big ups to Flacco for just keeping his head on that drive. Yeah. In that harsh environment, in the cold weather, and just going right back to Torrey Smith, even after he missed that the potential game
confidence
winning before,
it's confidence
just confidence
in the receiver right there.
That's cool. I love
receiver,
that. That's
receivers
just
gotta like that, you know.
Uh huh. Definitely. And credit to Smith too for not going to the tank after dropping the game winner. You know.
Yeah, I know. Definitely.
Just mentally being tough is awesome. Hey, there's a Harbaugh coach for you. Mentally tough.
Exactly. That's
just bring.
True.
Just keeping the. Keeping the show rolling, just
exactly.
keeping bringing the back the Harbaugh.
Ravens play very similar football.
It's cool. It's really cool to see. Look at that, Ravens Niners. Didn't I call that? Yeah, oh, a Harbaugh Super Bowl. I'd like that. That'd be cool. And then right when it looked like Flacco had regressed this year, past couple of games, like it looked like he was not the same Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
The past couple of games, and then right now after this game, it's like, wow, maybe he's even better than what we thought.
Know,
you know,
exactly.
Like he's ahead of schedule, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty crazy. Well, we'll take a really short break, and when we get back, we'll get really quickly into the Penn State drama that happened. Stay tuned. This is DJ Sam I Am and Nooch at the Power Hour. This is radio.dominican.edu. I hope you enjoyed that super, super quick break. This is DJ Sam Am and Nooch back to you at radio.dominican.edu. This is the Power Hour. Toward the end of our show here, we'll get into our last little topic that me and Nooch are going to get into. But before we do that, final score of the Chicago Bears-Philadelphia Eagles game, 30-24. Philadelphia, huge disappointment this year. They lose once again to the Bears. So now back to the Penn State case in that whole debacle. Good word. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So basically, Jerry Sandusky, a former assistant coach and player to Joe Paterno. Now talk about old Joe Paterno.
And this guy's old.
This guy's old. So this Jerry Sandusky, a former assistant coach and player, charged with molesting 8 boys and 2 school administrators.
What?
Have been charged with, and then he's also been charged with covering up at least one incident, and he's already left the job too. Their job.
Oh
they,
yeah, no,
they
I
left.
Know.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm just confused on like he, because they said like, oh, this is like this happened on campus in the locker room, in like a shower at the school. Like he's bringing little kids. Like, I don't get it. I just don't understand it. Like
idiot. Just
you know, like what?
Idiot.
What?
It's really surprising because Penn State to me was like Joe Paterno, Penn State, like that whole
it's classy man,
that whole classy, classy, like you know, and it's just it's a really big.
It's blowing up the school right now. Man. Yeah, it's blowing up the news. It's not good PR.
No, it's definitely not, and especially for Joe Paterno because he.
I know.
I mean, for so
bad
long,
for Joe Paul, man.
Just,
you know,
for so long he's been so good for the NCAA, and now this comes up, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah,
it
looks bad on his program. For
yeah,
sure.
No, it definitely does. Well. We are concluding our Power Hour. Nooch, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks, man. Always
I
fun.
I really appreciate it. Always hopefully fun. We can have you out next week.
Definitely.
So we're going to wrap it up here. Stay tuned next week this for Monday at 8, same time, same place. This is the Power Hour with DJ Sam Am and Nooch. Always at radio.dominican.edu. We're out.
One love. Shining light above this world I get down.